What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 20 of the Radio Live Transmission Podcast. I am Ryan, your host on this podcast that bring you music reviews from music lovers. Thank you guys for listening. Today, we are going to be reviewing new albums from AWOL Nation, Simple Minds, The Soft Moon, and Sky Zoo. But before I get to that, I'd like to just mention a couple of other records that I think are interesting and that you should check out if you feel inclined. The first one is a record called Open Here from the alternative band Field Music. That's a good record to check out. Also, metal legends Saxon have a new album out called Thunderbolt, and it's very much what you would expect. From metal stalwarts Saxon, so check that one out too. And the last one is an album called Broken Stay Open Sky by the group Red River Dialect. It's a great record, so check those three out, and let me know if you guys like those. All right, so let's get to today's reviews. The first review that I'm going to do is for the new AWOL Nation record, which is called Here Come the Runts. All right, so Aaron Bruno and AWOL Nation are back with Here Come the Runts, the follow-up to their 2015 album Run. And while Here Come the Runts doesn't impress me or really catch my ear as infectiously as Run did or their 2011 album Megalithic Symphony did, it still is a hell of a lot of fun at times. The party kicks off on the opening track, which is the title track, with an electropop introduction that takes a very sudden left turn into heavy metal territory with a galloping rhythm and this chunky guitar riff that wouldn't be out of place on an Iron Maiden record. Unfortunately, the rest of the record doesn't quite deliver on the promise of, you know, this multifaceted opening track. Though it's not for lack of trying. The song Passion combines a swampy garage rock riff with haunting falsetto crooning, which is a vocal tendency of Bruno's that creeps back into the record often and with good effect, especially on the 80s throwback track Jealous Buffoon. The songs Handyman and Table for One show Bruno's knack for writing ballads with hooks, you know, that'll just bury themselves in your memory. This album has its fair share of misses or, you know, near hits as well, with tracks that are too repetitive, for example, the tracks Miracle Man and Cannonball, and also some tracks that either seem to go nowhere, like the track Seven Sticks of Dynamite, or are too short to really be meaningful, like the instrumental track The Buffoon, and also the interlude-ish track A Little Luck and A Couple of Dogs. The track Sound Witness System, with its minimalist hip-hop backdrop and its shouted lyrics, does nothing for me, really. It's the only track that I would skip while listening to this record. AWOL Nation's strength has always lay in Aaron Bruno's fearlessness, you know, when genre or style hopping. And while there certainly are great examples of this on Here Come the Runts, the album never quite catches up to, you know, that instantly memorable opening track. Even on its closing track, which is called Stop That Train, you know, on which, you know, just the last 2 minutes of Stop That Train feel completely unnecessary and just contrived. and anticlimactic. So hopefully Bruno can capture the magic of his previous AWOL Nation records, you know, on his next go around, because it sure is a blast when it works. So I gave the record Here Come the Runts a rating of 6.5 out of 10. And for recommended listening, you should check out the tracks Here Come the Runts and also the track Handyman. So moving on to the second record I will be reviewing today. It is the new Simple Minds record, which is called Walk Between Worlds. So it truly is a shame that outside of the UK, Simple Minds, a band that was formed in 1977 in Glasgow in Scotland, you know, are known by the majority of the listening public, as I said, outside of the UK, you know, just as the band that recorded Don't You Forget About Me, from the soundtrack to the classic 80s film The Breakfast Club. I myself am ashamed to admit that aside from seeking out, you know, one or two of their other tunes from the 80s, I've been just as ignorant as the next person of this band's output, which is fairly prolific. Like most post-punk or alternative bands from the 80s, Simple Minds' history is riddled with lineup changes, but the creative nucleus of two of the founding members, vocalist Jim Kerr and multi-instrumentalist Charlie Burchill, remains. And as is evidenced on this new album, Walk Between Worlds, they've lost little of their prowess as songwriters. Tracks like the opener, which is called Magic, and also a track called Utopia, combine an almost ethereal musical quality with Kerr's rich emotive vocals. Synthesizers sort of bleed in and out of the mix, and these giant walls of shimmering guitar swell give the songs an almost extraterrestrial feel, as if one is floating sort of just outside the Earth's atmosphere. You can hear the influence of David Bowie on Kerr's vocals, especially on the track Barrowland Star, which to a degree recalls the, you know, Don't Forget era, or Don't You Forget, I should say, era of Simple Minds more than anything, you know, which comes before it on this new record. The record hits a wall, sort of, when it arrives at the title track, Walk Between Worlds, which is somewhat overlong. The string section feels, you know, redundant at the close of the track. And then the album kind of plods along through two more long tracks, and finally arriving at the mid-tempo closer, which is called Angel Underneath My Skin, which, while it's a good track in and of itself, it doesn't feel like a closing track, especially after the long-windedness of the previous three songs. And the record also includes a live performance of the Ewan McCarroll-penned folk tune Dirty Old Town, which is made famous you know, by a lot of Irish folk singers like the Dubliners. And Simple Minds' live version of this track sounds pretty interesting and unique, you know, played in their particular style. So overall, Walk Between Worlds represents a solid entry into the band's catalog, and one can really only admire the resilience of the band's founding members, you know, 30 plus years on after their inception. Does the record reach the heights of their early material and songs like Don't You Forget About Me? I don't know that for sure, whether it does or not, but it doesn't need to, really, because that early incarnation of the band, you know, belongs to the 80s. It's sort of, you can't separate the 80s and, you know, the Breakfast Club's Simple Minds connection. That's always going to be there. It belongs to the 80s. So personally, I'm gladdened by the steadfastness that this band has shown, and I hope that they can continue to produce quality material for as long as possible. So I gave the record Walk Between Worlds a rating of 7 out of 10. And for recommended listening, you should check out the tracks Magic and The Signal and the Noise. So moving on to the next record I'd like to review today. It's the new record from the Oakland band, The Soft Moon. And the record is called Criminal. So, Oakland, California's post-punk slash electronic slash industrial band, The Soft Moon, which is spearheaded by a guy named Luis Vasquez, returns with Criminal, the follow-up to 2015's album Deeper. And the approach has not changed much for Vasquez, from previous records to this one. Now, as the creative force, behind a post-punk slash electronic slash industrial band whose lyrics focus on, in a large part, upon one's inner turmoil, it's tough not to draw comparisons between Vasquez and Trent Reznor. And for someone like myself, who is a longtime Nine Inch Nails fan, the shadow of Reznor was never far from my mind while listening to this album. Now, that's unfortunate to a degree because I enjoy this record very much. And I also believe that on this record, Vasquez establishes a particular sound that is his own. It's one that's more contemplative and ruminative, than something like the Nine Inch Nails record Broken, or even the Downward Spiral. The musical aesthetic on Criminal is, to me, much more surreal than the aesthetic on those Nine Inch Nails records. The aesthetic on Criminal really takes the harsh realities of addiction and illness and self-loathing and just drapes this sort of eerie, ghostly sheet over them. On tracks like Burn and a track called It Kills, Vasquez's vocals convey a sense of pain and weariness that match the insistent rhythms perfectly. And generally, the vocals never draw too much attention to themselves. They settle into the mix very comfortably. The danceable rhythms of tracks like Choke and also another track called Young, are pretty cool subversive gems. The instrumental track Ill is probably as close as Vasquez comes to imitating Trent Reznor on this record, but the comparison is still only a surface one, with the track spiraling, into very uniquely unsettling territory near its ending. What truly distinguishes this album from others like it is the dynamic sound that Vasquez has captured. A sound that is very much immediate and organic in a way, and that's amazing for a largely electronic record, but it's also a sound that conveys this very dreamlike feeling of oddity and unreality. For me, the album makes me feel the same way I feel if I'm having a dream where, I'm living in a house that's much like my own, but it's different enough to, be disturbing. Vasquez doesn't try to reinvent the wheel on Criminal, but he does definitely put his own, compelling spin on it. So I gave the record Criminal a rating of 8 out of 10. And for recommended listening, you should check out the track Choke as well as the track It Kills. So moving on to the last record that I'm going to talk about today and my personal pick for this week, for this episode. It is a record called In Celebration of Us from the hip-hop artist Skyzoo. That's S-K-Y-Z-O-O. So Brooklyn's own Gregory Skylar Taylor, also known as Skyzoo, returns with In Celebration of Us, the follow-up to his 2016 album called The Easy Truth, which was a collaboration with Apollo Brown. Now, for a fan of late 80s and 90s hip-hop like myself, someone like Skyzoo is a breath of the freshest air imaginable in the current landscape of hip-hop. There's no shame in a genre of music evolving over time. It's inevitable and it's healthy. But that doesn't mean that everybody is going to be along for the ride and that there aren't going to be bumps in the road. And if I'm being honest, I'm very rarely impressed with any of the names coming out of today's hip-hop scene. You can keep Migos, as far as I'm concerned. I'll stick with Mos Def. For me, it's about lyrical ability and diversity, and somebody like Skyzoo represents that grand tradition. As far as his rhymes, it's no wonder, you know, that this guy's been showered with accolades and awards. He really has the best sort of style. It's one that values substance and storytelling, quality storytelling, you know, over flash. Though he's certainly no slouch, as evidenced by his dizzying bars on this track called Sound Like. He's also adept at switching up his flow seamlessly, as he displays on a track called Heirlooms and Accessories. His ability to weave stories is top-notch as well, as the closing track Honor Amongst Thieves demonstrates. I also very much like the socially conscious nature of the album's interludes, which act as, you know, thought-provoking bridges between songs instead of just the usual, you know, tasteless and really mindless attempts at humor that most rappers go for in quote-unquote skits. Look no further than the introduction to the opening track, which is called Everybody's Fine, on which Skyzoo paints a picture of his father deciding to leave the street life behind in preparation for his son's birth. If you want to see how clever of an artist Skyzoo is, look no further than that. Now, musically, In Celebration of Us is a feast for fans of any, you know, a feast for the ears of any classic hip-hop fan. Skyzoo has mentioned in interviews of his love for jazz and for, you know, jazz greats like Miles Davis and John Coltrane. And the production on this record really sort of exudes this admiration. The production is handled by names like Illmind, Mark Infinite, Apollo Brown, as I had mentioned earlier, and others. The quote-unquote boom-bap aesthetic that runs as a thread through the record is enhanced by these jazz influences on tracks like Forever and a Day and also the track Collateral, while the groove that is in the track Baker's Dozen is just absolutely infectious. Unlike most other rappers from any era, Skyzoo knows how to use his flow to enhance his musical backdrops in such a way that the sort of no-frills production that's all over this album never feels boring or repetitive, even though it never changes drastically. There is a bit of a hiccup on the back half of the record with the tracks The Purpose and a track called Black Sambo, kind of breaking the flow of the record a little bit, even though on their own the tracks are solid. The track Parks and Recreation pulls the record back on track, and Skyzoo finishes strong with the track I mentioned before, which is called Honor Among Thieves, on which he relates the story of his upbringing, and it sort of brings the record full circle. Is In Celebration of Us a concept album? Yes, insofar as, you know, the concept is Skyzoo's life. They say write what you know, and he's doing just that. So it's wonderful, you know, that he's making albums like this one, telling his own story. And I think that I'm going to be listening to In Celebration of Us, you know, for a long time, you know, for years down the road. So, all right, so I gave the record In Celebration of Us a rating of 9 out of 10. And for recommended listening, you should check out the tracks Crown Holder and Baker's Dozen. Okay, so that wraps up today's reviews. Make sure you guys catch up with me soon for episode 21, on which I will be reviewing new releases from Ezra Furman, MGMT, Good Tiger, I don't even remember who the other person is, but basically the side project, which is called Legend of the Seagull Men, which is a very interesting album. So catch up with me for those reviews on the next episode. And I'd like to thank you guys for listening. This is Ryan for Radio Live Transmission. Have yourself a good day.